catch up on all the Anaheim Ducks action in just 10 minutes or less, right here on Ducks Rewind.
Welcome back to another edition of Ducks Rewind. On Monday night, the Ducks played the finale of their 8-game homestand with a duel against the defending Stanley Cup champs, the Colorado Avalanche. The Ducks and Avs last faced off on January 26th in Colorado. The Ducks won that matchup by a final of 5-3. On Monday night at Honda Center, it was Derek Grant and the Ducks that got on the board first.
And Max Comtois gets there first, crushed into the boards there by Taves. Turnover, Silverberg with it, centers it, they score! A couple of guys there, Derek Grant in front, and the Anaheim Ducks will take a lead on the score by number 38, Derek Grant.
Grant's fifth goal of the season, assisted by Jakob Silverberg. Anaheim up 1-0. Colorado tallied two late goals in the first.
Byram towards the net, fades off to the side board. Byram gets it, shoots it, score! That might have been redirected in by O'Connor, who is set up into the slot. And Colorado has tied the hockey game up at one apiece. Now it looks like Byram will get it, but I know that O'Connor was there in front of the net. Nichushkin to the far side of the rink. Kept in by Colorado. Retrieved by McKinnon. Look out here late in the period. Turns, shoots, he scores! What a shot. McKinnon up high with a snapper, and with 7.9 to go in the period, Colorado jumps ahead by a 2-1 count.
2-1 was the score headed into the middle frame, and in the second, the Avs extended their lead with a pair of goals.
Avs go back to the point. An opportunity for Colorado to get a shot away, and they score! Snapping it high, slot just inside the blue line, Jack Johnson. He's scored a few goals in his long career, beats Gibson, and Colorado adds to a lead. It's now 3-1. Puck wound to the near board, held in by McCarr. Now in front, they score! A one-time blast by Nichushkin. They just kept hustling after the puck, finally got a close-in shot. It beat Gibson cleanly. And the Avs have scored a couple of quick ones, early moments of the second period, and now have a 4-1 lead.
Despite 30 shots on the evening, Anaheim was only able to get one past the Colorado netminder, Jonas Johansson. 4-1 was the score headed into the final 20 minutes of action. In the third, Colorado made it 5-1.
They're a handful for whoever they get in the playoffs. Puck shot towards the net, no doing, and then a rebound put into the empty side by the defenseman, Samuel Girard, to give Colorado a power play goal 15 seconds into the Silverberg minor, and the lead is now 5-1.
5-1 was the final score from Honda Center as the Ducks completed their 8-game homestand with a 1-6-1 record. Here's what head coach Dallas Aikens had to say after the game.
Yeah, you've got to find, hey, in any game, win or lose, there's going to be things that you know you could have done better, and there's some things that you did well, like, that's no slouch of a team over there. Those guys are the champs, and it looks like they're just ramping it up now and getting ready for another run at it. So I thought we had some good moments in the game. I thought there were some moments where we were in over our head, and some moments that we can learn from.
The Ducks will be back in action on Thursday as they'll hit the road to take on the Seattle Kraken. Puck drop at Climate Pledge Arena will be at 7 p.m. with the pregame show beginning on DuckStream at 6:30. That'll do it for this edition of Ducks Rewind.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.